We've come to learn in our country, in our world today, that tragedy inspires conspiracies and it inspires crooks. We've seen it time after time. Maybe you've even fallen for one or two. And we're seeing it again in the aftermath of the Maui fires. Now, the people with the conspiracies, they want you to believe that the fires were started by a government-created heat beam. No, I'm not making that up. Let's go to the crooks now. Crooks today put tech to use to do their ripoffs. How many text messages have you gotten so far pleading with you to click a link and give money to help the victims in Hawaii, supposedly? The reality is that legit organizations, they really don't need to go looking for you. They're well-established, long-established, so that people turn to them and give whatever you can to help other people. In this case, a couple of the legit organizations at a local level in Maui. We have the Maui Strong Fund. We have these links over at our homepage, too. It's hawaiicommunityfoundation.org/Maui-strong. There's also the Maui Food Bank. That's mauifoodbank.org. We posted, like I said, the links to those groups. You can make use of them on our homepage. And with any charity that you're unsure of or unfamiliar with, always, 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 always investigate before you donate. Some ideas to remember, just give to charities that you know. That's the easy way. Newer charities, you have to do a little research just to be sure. It might sound like they want to do good work. Ask questions, wander through their website, any disclosures that they give, learn how they plan to use the money. Honest charities actually want you to ask these questions. Ask them if they use a professional fundraiser, for example, and if so, what's their cut of your contribution? How much goes to relief efforts? How much is being spent on fundraising? Don't be sucked in by a slick, really hot-looking website or some really official-sounding name. Because the scammers, they use web domains, organization names, try to copy legitimate charities. Try to fool you into thinking you're giving to the real thing when you're giving to the fakers. Pressure tactics, that's not a good sign either. No legitimate organization will expect you to contribute immediately, even if you've given in the past. They invite you to. They don't want to put you in a hammerlock. Another way you can check out charities, too, this is quick and easy as well, CharityNavigator.org. Find out their history, their financials, whole host of information at CharityNavigator.org. We have people in trouble in Maui, and if there is any way that you can help them, hope you do.